the rest of the story. Second only to soccer in Latin American sports is baseball. Yet what it gained in glory is lost in the star treatment conveniences which United States athletes take for granted. A Latin baseball player's life is an endless stream of long, hot bus trips and crude fields and inadequate equipment. Visiting teams are not afforded the luxury of a hotel on the road. They must sleep on cots in the home team locker room. They must eat in the tiny clubhouse kitchen. They rarely leave the ballpark. Whereas North American managers generally learn their trade from playing the game, Latin managers are most frequently college-educated theoreticians whose actual playing experience is zero beyond their grade school days. In other words, when a pro ball player's playing years are over, there's not much future in the game. So is it any wonder that the ultimate dream of many, if not most, Latin baseball players is to become major leaguers in the United States? Here, even a second-rate athlete is often treated like a hero, and a hero is treated like a king. Ruz, R-U-Z, was a Latin, an outstanding athlete, particularly proficient in baseball. You've just learned of the life which he could expect from a baseball career in his native country, so imagine how he felt when he was told he had a tryout with the Washington Senators. Ruz, R-U-Z, was the son of a wealthy landowner, high school educated. In the Colegio Belen, he distinguished himself in athletics. He was a good basketball player, a fast track runner, an excellent baseball pitcher. His proficiency attracted a scout from the Washington Senators. That's right, the United States Major Leagues. Those who remember Roos's tryout called his performance impressive. There he stood, his muscular, more than 6 foot frame poised at the pitcher's mound. His arm was powerful. His aim was deadly. A Senator's draft would mean all of the advantages routinely afforded United States athletes. Comfortable travel, top-notch equipment, standardized playing conditions, hotel lodging, restaurant food. From here on, the accounts conflict. Some say Roos was considered good but not good enough for the majors. And others that the young pitcher had a sudden change of heart as he was about to sign a Senator's contract. Whether it was his decision or theirs, the fact remains, Roos gave up the notion of professional baseball after his tryout with the Washington team. Certainly, his Colegio Belen education was more than adequate groundwork for a career in law. Having graduated in the upper third of his class may have been a factor in his refusal to pursue professional sports. It is more likely, however, that Roos had other dreams which beckoned him. What if is the forever unanswerable question, and yet it's irresistible to contemplate a reserved pedestal in baseball's Hall of Fame with a bronze plaque and his name. Others of his countrymen succeeded in United States Major League Baseball. Tony Perez and Mike Cuellar, Luis Tiant and Bert Campanaris, Jose Cardinal and Tito Fuentes, and who hasn't heard of Minnie Minoso? Roos might have joined that gallery of gallant athletes, too. Instead, his last name, R-U-Z, has been dropped into obscurity. Nobody even knows him by that name. And the would-be star pitcher for the Washington Senators became instead the communist dictator of Cuba, whom you know as Fidel Castro. Only now you know the rest of the story.